We're in Simen Kuf Chav Ches, the halacha is of Birkas Kohanim. We're up to Sif Yud Aleph. We'll be doing Sifim Yud Aleph through Yud Dalet. Yud Aleph, the Mechaber says, Kishem Achzirin Pineim Klape Ha'om, Mavarchim Asher Kedashonu Bikdusha Social Aron, Vitzivonu Lvarech Azamo Yisrael Bi'ahava. We learned before, the Mechaber had mentioned that as soon as the Chazan finishes Hatov Shimcha, he calls Kohanim or says Elokeinu Melekei Avoseinu, and then they're supposed to immediately turn around and say the bracha. Here he says Beferish that they say Asher Kedushonam Mikdushaso Shel Aron facing the Kohol. The truth of the matter is that it's a machlokus Rishonim. If the bracha is supposed to be facing the Aron Kodesh, or the bracha is supposed to be facing the Kohol, everyone agrees that from Yivarecha on, the bracha they're giving Klal Yisrael is supposed to be facing Klal Yisrael, Omor Lahem. Whereas, with regard to Asher Kedushanu, there's a machlokus, and as a result of it, the Medaktikim are Yotze both, and actually turn around in the middle of the bracha. Also, the Mishnah Berurah points out that we do not have one Kohen being motzi the rest of them with the bracha of Asher Kedushanu, although in other cases, when you have lots of people making the same bracha at the same time, we say Baravam Hadras Melech, and one person makes the bracha for all of them. Not so in Birkas Kohanim. The same way that in Birkas Kohanim, the halacha is that one couldn't say Birkas Kohanim for the rest and be motzi then. There's no Shomea Kohanim in Birkas Kohanim. Everyone has to say it themselves. We'll see later that there's a limud of Kol Ram where you actually have to say it out loud. Sif Yud Beis, Magbihim Yedeim Keneget Kisvoseihem. They're supposed to lift up their hands to be on the level of their shoulders. Umagbiin yad yimonis ktsas lemalo mehasmolis, with the right hand being slightly higher than the left hand. Where do we get from that their hands have to be benesias kapayim? It says vayisa aron es yodav alom vayvarchem. Now, why does the right one have to be higher than the left one? Because even though it says yodav, the ksav, that's the kri, but the ksiv is yodo yudalet vav. From there we learn one hand has to be higher, and we assume that is the yamin. Nevertheless, they're supposed to be touching each other, so that what he'll have to do is put the thumb of the right hand should be on top of the thumb of the left hand, in order that the two are not split apart, because we're going to see that there's supposed to be no space between the two thumbs because of the numbers of airspace that there are going to be. Now, the halacha is that they're supposed to be holding their hands up for the entire Birkas Kohanim. How about in between the words and in between the psukim? The Mishnah Berurah says that b'shas hadchak, someone who has a difficult time keeping his hands up, he can put them down in between the words or in between the psukim, certainly. V'cholkim etzposem, they divide their fingers, u'machavnim, and they work it out in order that, lasos, to arrange, Hey avirim bein beis etzbos levein beis etzbos avir echod ubein etzbo legodol ovein godol legodol. What is that? So the way it works is that they're supposed to divide their fingers, that you have two fingers of space, two fingers of space. On the other hand, two fingers of space, two fingers of space. And then bein godol legodol, between the two thumbs, there too it is a space. Now, if there is a space, what exactly did the Mishnah Berurah mean before when he says that you need to put one on the other one? That is in order that you make a chalon, you actually form a window with the two thumbs together. That is, the tip of the two thumbs are supposed to form a window, but it's not that the two thumbs are separated from one another. The source to this halacha, uparsim kapeim kedei sheitol kapeim keneged aretz v'chor yedeim keneged hashamayim, and they hold it with the palm of the hand is facing downward. Now, where do we learn this halacha of the avirim? The Tanchuma brings the pasuk mashkiach min achalonos, meitzitz min acharakim. This is between the fingers of the kohanim at the time that they do nesias kapayim. Hacharakim is hei charakim, five cracks. Sif Yud Gimel, Maschilin HaKohanim Lomar Yivarechacha. The Mechaber says that the Kohanim on their own begin with the word Yivarechacha. The Shliach Tzibur does not say Yivarechacha for them. Even though We're going to find that he does have to say the words beforehand. He reads each word and then the Kohanim answer. According to the Mechaber, that is only in order that they not get confused. And the first word, Yivarechacha, they're not going to get confused. The Ramah disagrees. Agavi Yeshomim Shegam Milas Yivarecha Yikra also Shatz Tchila. The Ramah Shita is that also the word Yivarecha has to be said by the Shatz, and that's a limud from Emor Lahem. You're supposed to say to the Kohanim that which they are going to bless Klal Yisrael with. The Mishnah Berurah also says that if you're dealing with an individual Kohen in a place where they don't say Elokeinu v'Elokei Avoseinu, and just someone normally calls out Kohanim, when there's only one Kohen, you don't call anything out. So there you have to say Yivarecha just to get him to start. Further, V'chein Noagim B'chol Medinas Eilu. That is our minag that you say even your rechav. Achakach makreos shatz mila b'mila v'hein omrim achrav al kol mila ad shi'asaymu pasuk rishon v'oz onin atzibur amen v'chein achar pasuk v'reiz v'chein achar pasuk gimel. You should have a makri for each one of them. Now the Mishnah Berurah brings down that the makri is supposed to be reading the psukim from the siddur in order that he not get confused. Sif Yudalid. Ein mevarchin ella. The following conditions are necessary in order to say Birkas Kohanim. Ella b'lashon hakodesh. It must be in lashon kodesh. It has to be dafke in Hebrew. The pasuk says ko sevarchu uva amida. They must be standing because it says l'shor so levarich b'shmo. That it is compared to avoda, and in avoda it says lamod l'shares. It's got to be standing. So that a Kohen that does not have the strength to stand could not lean, and he would have to not go up. He's supposed to leave the shul. Further, ubenesias kapayim, it has to be nesias kapayim. Now, as far as the nesias kapayim, in the case of someone who cannot lift his hands, so the Mishnah Berurah told us that he can hold his hands up and then put them down even between the words. If he can't even do that, so someone thought of the idea of actually tying his hands to his head or something to support him from there. The Mishnah Berurah says that is not called Nesias Kapayim. He actually has to support his hands by himself. But he could put them down while they're singing, for example. And uvakol ram. Now, bakol ram means that it cannot be whispered. It has to be said. But the Mishnah Berurah says that if you have a large tzibur, that it must be said loud enough for everybody to hear. So there are times that kol rum is going to be literal, that it really has to be loud. Now, it does not say what the halachas are with regard to the tzibur. Does the tzibur have to stand or can it sit? The Mishnah Berurah says that al pidin they are allowed to sit, but the minig is that they stand, panim keneged panim, being makabel the bracha of the kohanim.